Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
I haven't had a takeaway in 3 weeks.
Ooh, are you dying for one?
I'd say you're dying for one. Fucking dying for one, man.
Do you think you'll have one?
I think I'll get one on Saturday. I'll probably actually make up for it and get a lot of shit. Like your spice bag or your spice boxes. Won't need me drunk. Just go, here, 10 spice boxes, please.
Sometimes you want it. Sometimes you just want a feast of shit.
Might just get one tonight.
Where's the spice bag truck?
Huh?
It's the bonus episode, so we're not really supposed to tell them the spice bag truck, but like,
we got a listener question.
There's the first question of the bonus episode. Where's the spice bag truck?
The spice bag truck is still up in storage. We're waiting for the next event. To have it, I don't know. I'm looking at Paddy's Day, maybe getting something, trying to get something out for, have it somewhere, maybe in the barracks. We're trying to get into Collins Barracks for.
What date is Paddy's Day again?
March
the
really
17th.
Yes, that was bad.
Oh darn!
For a minute,
that was bad.
Yeah,
like when's Christmas? Oh, I don't know. When's Halloween? I don't care. Like. Any questions?
Yeah, we've got questions. Tig from Wexford here.
Hello. What's up, Tig?
Health Car Town. Tig says the podcast is his go-to for car journeys.
Oh, must be long ones.
Mm.
Right, from Wexford.
Tig's question is, if you could remove or change a law in Ireland, what would it be and what would you change it to? As part of removing or changing the law, you would have to serve or pay the maximum penalty that the law currently carries.
Hmm.
Is that clear?
In a way.
I made that clear. So if you want to get rid of, let's say, the law against, I don't know.
Pissing on the street.
Pissing on the street. You have to take the rap on the knuckles of being caught pissing on the street. Just once.
Ooh.
But then it's free reign.
Picking seaweed. To bring it back to last week's episode. It's illegal to pick seaweeds.
About robbing things.
What about... finding stuff in the ground with the metal detector.
Well, that's grand. I thought that was all made up. That's a thing that you can do.
That was not made up.
Is there anything illegal that you'd prefer if it wasn't illegal?
Smoking in pubs, shopping centres and all.
You'd want to bring that back?
Ah, yeah. I'll box the place out. So that means do I have to start it?
No, it means that
I have to pay the penalty.
Well, you get paid the penalty, yeah.
Once. So if I just light up a smoke in Blanche.
Yeah.
What's the penalty? Imagine just seeing someone doing that.
Oh, wouldn't it be weird? Wouldn't it? Or in the airport. Imagine seeing someone smoking in an airport.
Like having a smoke. Happened in the pub I was in, it's Shamrock, years ago. You get people that are just pissed. And they just start lighting up smokes. And they just wouldn't know where they were. Grew up out at you. Thing you.
Even when people vape in places that they're not allowed to vape with, I'd be with people and they'd just start vaping and it'd give me anxiety. I'd be like, fucking hell, you're not allowed to do that.
You're actually not.
Yeah, I know, but they'll fucking do it anyway. Yeah. For some reason, it seems okay because it's a vape.
What's the fine for smoking in a shopping centre?
A few hundred quid, probably.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
Would be, wouldn't it? I think should be locked up for that.
You consider that. You consider that money well spent if that's what you have to
pay. Yeah, no, I wouldn't like to do that to people, though. It's very disgusting.
I liked it. Funny. Added a bit of atmosphere to
it'd
places.
It'd be funny, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a roll of smoke there and give us a drag out of you?
I think public transport should be free.
The Lewis is,
so
anyway.
Jumping, getting on a bus without paying is illegal. So
I think I'd
take the rap on the knuckles
for that. Taxis. He's just had the joy of having a taxi for free.
Ah, that's bad, man.
Why?
That's a person's livelihood. It's bad form, man.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I'm talking about bus companies, national bus company run by France, by the way. not some man's taxi. That's just bad out there.
Yeah, the government paid him for the job.
The government paid taxi drivers? Jesus.
They get a salary off the government every month of 10 grand.
Dan, that's probably one of the best ideas you've ever had.
And then we get it for free.
Free taxis. That's one of the... You should run on that.
Mm.
You should fucking run for the doll on that basis that taxis are free and paid for from... How much would you have to pay the taxi driver?
10 grand.
A year?
A month.
A month?
100 grand or 120
grand. That's more than a TD.
Yeah,
well,
that's what it should be. They should be getting more than TDs.
Yeah.
Taxi drivers.
They work harder.
Yeah.
So if someone... Everyone would want a taxi then?
No, they wouldn't. They like their own space. They still have the chats, wouldn't you, that you wouldn't really like entertaining sometimes. So you're like, oh, I know it's for nothing, but I'm just going to talk about like the country and things going on. You know, we all know what they are.
Would you just get rid of buses then? Because why would you get a bus if the taxis were free?
The people that like buses.
Would you just ban cars? I think that's a brilliant... If you ban cars...
Well, if you just ban cars in the city.
No, but taxis allowed.
And then, like, stop... They have to stop at a certain place and then, like, you'd be able to, like, go in out of town and taxi for free. And it'd be much easier.
Or we think if you were guaranteed a taxi would come and pick you up and it was free and the government was paying for it, happy fucking days.
The bus lane wouldn't be of use, though.
But the taxi drivers just wouldn't pick anyone up.
But they're getting paid for it.
But they wouldn't pick anyone up. They'd be just like, yeah, I'm out. And no, just not accept any orders.
They have to have a microchip.
Yeah, I mean, just a guaranteed salary doesn't mean you have to work.
They have to be chipped.
They could be sacked.
So when the chip goes in, it's like a GPS. And the government are looking at the GPS. And if you're not moving, you're not getting your salary.
I think there's something in that. I think there's something in that. Like, if you cut all of the costs that it takes to run buses, and if you ban cars and you just have taxis... I think country would run smooth.
Do you want the next question?
Go on.
Okay. From Gavin and Mead.
Gavin in Mead.
He mentions, which we do mention on the upcoming main episode, he also mentions that there may be a release of more JFK files.
It's looking likely.
And he wants to know if we'd revisit it in the near future.
You'd have to.
You'd have to. So here's his question. Would you rather have a third arm or a third leg?
Or do you have three legs? Uh-huh.
Who didn't see that coming?
I knew that was coming. You got there before me. I don't know. Three arms, I suppose.
What are you going to do with a third leg?
You could open the bin and pick two things up and throw them in with each hand. And the other hand opening the bin.
Be deadly at playing guitar.
You could pick up your... two children and Moira.
Well, where is this third arm?
Coming out of your belly.
Pick up me two kids and Moira. Bring them all to bed at once. You'd be like Goro from Mortal Kombat. How are your belly?
Your belly button. Fully functioning.
Yeah. I mean, you could where do more. Put it? You can never have too many hands.
You could do with another one.
Legs get in the way.
Do you know when people give out and they're like, I've only two hands?
Yeah.
I'm saying that anymore. I've only three hands, I can't do.
If you had three legs, like, it would make airplanes a lot more uncomfortable.
Yeah, they'd have to make them bigger.
Yeah.
A lot of hassle in that.
Well, it's only you that has three legs. No.
It's not everyone, is it? If you pick it, everyone gets it.
No, just you. So, I was going to think of clothes, but you're not going to get shirts or trousers that are going to fit you.
No. Yeah, but you just cut a hole in the fucking short for your other arm.
It would be easier, I'd say, yeah. Probably. Is it at the belly button? Have we decided that then?
Yeah.
It can't be coming out of your head?
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
Where does the third leg come from? Your belly button?
Yeah. Your arse.
You'd be animal. Imagine playing football with three legs.
I was thinking that.
Imagine being a goalkeeper with three arms.
Mm.
It's time for anyone.
Imagine playing piano.
Guitar.
What if you were a Siamese twin? Imagine me and you are Siamese twins.
Okay. Where did that come
from? We're talking about bodies coming out of other bodies, like. What if you assign me as twin and one of you gets hungry at night time but the other one's asleep?
And you really want the Sambo?
Yeah.
You have to pull them up out of the bed. Get rid of all this.
It's mad though, isn't it? It makes you think.
Right, I have one more question for you. Jason from Dublin, living in Kerry.
That's me, midday.
Where in Dublin?
I don't know, but we've had questions from Jason before.
You have to say where you're from in Dublin.
Well, Jason, next time will you let us know? Narrow it down a bit. He says he wants to know if anyone's ever bought a suitcase in the airport duty free shop. He's wondering why do they sell them when you've already packed your bags and put them through to the plane.
I know, yeah, good shout actually.
They're already on the plane, like.
Do they sell full size suitcases? They do, don't they?
I've seen them, yeah.
Bag seat.
I presume a lot of those shops deliver, do they? Which would be frustrating if you're about to get on the plane yourself, but you can't bring that on the plane.
Well, my mother-in-law is going over to America with one bag and she plans on coming back with two bags. So maybe you'd pick up one if you are grabbing stuff in a different...
But then you'd be in the airport putting all the shit into a...
She's not getting the bag.
Or bag.
In the airport though, is she?
I don't know where she's getting the bag. Maybe she has a friend.
That's the point of the question.
Yeah.
It's not why do people buy suitcases.
It is a bit of an oxymoron.
Yeah, it is.
Right. Do you have an answer for Jason's question?
Why did he sell bags inside the...
Suitcases.
What are you asking us for?
Jason. I don't know, do I?
In case
you... I tell you.
You might want to...
I think it's just to fill a shop. You're in an airport. It has to do with suitcases. Airplane suitcases. Travelling, it's just there and that's it really, isn't it?
I want to know where you put it because you can't, if it's too big for carry-on, you're already in the airport, you can't go back.
Where do you put it? As you said, on, you probably get it delivered to your house.
I would think so, yeah.
It's so pointless.
It is.
Just go to Bag City. This podcast is brought to you by Bag City.
And we're not talking about cocaine. Go on.
Why not? Actually, no. Suitcases and bags, backpacks.
Dublin, otherwise known as Bag City.
We know that because it happens a lot.
Everywhere. So they're all on it.
Everywhere you go. That's why I stay at home all the time. I don't want to see it anymore.
Come visit Bag City. Even the politicians are on it.
Ah, now. We don't know that. We don't know that for definite.
Welcome to Bag City.
Not all politicians
for legal reasons. Not all politicians.
No. But can you say probably?
No.
One.
One for sure. Oh, stop. Stop. Visit Bag City now. Do you want a bag?
A suitcase?
Coke.
Oh.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
I thought we stopped.
Get rid of all that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I have intellectual property there.
No, you don't actually.
Property.
You just want to...
Is there another question?
You just want to see me crumble. Well, thanks very much for listening. See ya.
Ha, 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 ha.